What is up, Fool Fam? Welcome back.
So, unfortunately, we've had to replace our host, Manny Mue.
Manny's gone, guys. We got rid of him.
We didn't get rid of him. I always like to throw a zinger in there anytime I can add a little drama. Am I the drama?
Should I do Manny impersonations this entire episode?
Maybe. So Manny has COVID and I laugh and Manny has COVID. Laugh. Ha ha ha. No, I've been talking to him all day. I'm literally talking to him right now. And Tyler is my co-host today.
So gracefully fills in.
So gracefully, that's true. So if you guys don't know, Tyler is my husband and my partner in crime and one of Manny's best friends as well. Mm-hmm. And he's going to fill in today, and we're going to do a rapid fire episode.
So this is going to be a different episode, but the same episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in mm-hmm. your cocktail. Mm-hmm.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Tyler, give us a spice. Give us the tea.
What do you want?
I want your peak and pit.
You want my peak and pit?
I want actually, me and Ty share a pit. We're going to tell together, but I want your peak.
Okay, my peak, I just recently joined a softball team. We finally got our jerseys yesterday. We're the Chupacabras.
They walk out like this.
What is it?
Oh, yeah.
Like a dodgeball. Anyway, so it's been a couple of years. So the hammies and the quads are really feeling it right now, but I'm getting back out there and I'm getting into the swing of things.
It's so cool. I went to their first game.
You did, and we lost very bad.
They did. And what's worse is the other team was literally heckling all of them the entire time.
And it was a bunch of old men, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, guys probably twice y'all's age that beat the crap out of them.
We're all in our, late 20s, early 30s. These mm-hmm. guys were, 40s and 50s and just hammered us.
And they roasted them, said the nastiest stuff. But I'm going to say this. Let me say this about your team. I am so proud because that other team you played, they were honestly nasty in my opinion. And maybe that's the way guys talk in adult softball.
I was about to say especially softball.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's pretty normal. It's part of it.
It's shit talking.
You guys didn't shit talk, nor did you guys start any fights, nor did you guys pay attention to any of it. You guys just got out there and played the game.
Well, it was our first game together and...
No one's trying to go to jail.
It wasn't pretty. So maybe we'll get better and then we can start.
Feisty.
It's like you can't shit talk if you're not good.
Oh, so that's what was going on.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were just being mature.
No, no, no. We knew we were bad, so we weren't shit talking.
Got it. Yeah. But there's only one way to get better at anything. Practice.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of you guys. It's really fun to watch you guys. I'm shockingly having a good time watching you guys.
Are you coming to the game tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll probably go. Uh-huh. It's really far from our house, which is a bummer.
All right, let's hear your peak, and then we'll go on to our combined pit.
My peak. I have two, kind of. One's kind of like a peak slash pit. We're renovating our master bathroom, and...
That's a pit.
It's hell. If any of you guys have lived in the house where the renovation's happening, I know a lot of people renovate and they don't live in the home that's being renovated. Well, we are. And I will say this, I love the people that are doing it and they do the most seamless job they could possibly do to make it easy on us. So I like appreciate that so much. But I have been dying for this bathroom renovation for 2 years. 2 years. And it's finally literally happening and will be done in the next few weeks. So,
but we just got through with them replacing the tiles in the front of our house and in the back of our house.
Yeah.
So we've been going through jackhammering for what, like 3-4 weeks now?
We've been doing jackhammering for 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Ty told me yesterday, we're both in his game room bathroom together.
Yeah.
And I love it. I don't mind it at all.
It's a little cramped.
It's a little cramped, but I don't mind it. I enjoy it. But Ty looked at me the other day and he goes, I'm just going to like take my stuff and go to the spare bedroom bathroom.
It's such a small, it's a one person bathroom.
Baby,
though.
Whenever we moved to California,
I know.
What was the size of our bathroom?
It was smaller than the one we're in right now.
It was smaller than the one we're in right now and not nearly as nice. So humble yourself.
I mean, but if it's an option for me to go to the other bathroom, why wouldn't I?
I know. I don't want them to. I'm like, no, share this literally, bathroom with me.
She said, if you do that, then you could just go sleep in there too. Hey, are you kidding?
No,
you're so dramatic.
I was being funny, to be fair. I was like trying to joke around. I was like, you can just sleep in there too. But I enjoy sharing space.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
Yeah, I don't really share. I don't really share the space. She's just take over.
Yeah, literally. She's right up my ass the whole time.
I do. I have a lot of stuff, guys. Okay, our pit. Let's do it.
Okay, so you guys know how, you know, this is kind of my pit from the week before. It involves another child.
Teller is fighting these kids.
Okay, so you know how you always see in the movies where, like, there's a kid on an airplane and he's kicking the seat of the person in front of him? Me and Laura went through hell this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
What time was our flight?
Well, we had to get up at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, it was a 7 a.m. flight.
And we had gone to your softball game the night before. So yeah, we were running off about midnight. We had like 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
And then we had to travel across the country. So that's, you know, not fun.
So we get on a plane and we are, granted, we're not sitting first class. We're sitting in like the comfort class section.
Oh, I know. Poor Jai.
And but the people behind us, it was a man and his two kids. And how old would you say the kids were? Like,
I would say one was like 3 and one was probably like 6 or 7.
Yeah. And you know, it was fine when we were on the ground, but boy, when we got in the air, it was
a different
story. Well,
first of all, the kids were acting up horrible whenever we were on the ground, and the dad was trying to be like, hey, sit up, like, stop, don't hit your brother, can you stop doing this, like, constantly.
But that's so easy to ignore to me, because I literally have noise canceling headphones for my airplane
ride. Doesn't bother me at all.
And you just put it on.
Crying babies don't even bother me on the plane because of these headphones we have. They're by Bose, they're iconic, and like, don't even care. Make all the noise you want.
Doesn't matter.
And it's like, you can't really control like kids making noises sometimes, like on a plane, like, that's difficult. I mean, this is like a 7-year-old, so it's like, you know,
a little bit older.
It's not like uncontrollably blabbing, like, you know what you're doing. Anyways, so I understood, like, the kids clearly don't listen to their parents, and maybe that happens sometimes. Totally get it. Don't actually care because I got my headphones, baby. Let's go. So they are kicking our seats, I would say, pretty badly.
Well, mind you, again, we're off 4 hours of sleep, so we're trying to sleep on the plane like normal people.
That was
like,
the goal.
People sleep on planes.
It's
That's
normal.
A normal thing.
It is normal.
And we were trying to do that, and when I tell you, these kids were literally kicking the seat, and there's TVs on the back of the seats. They were playing games on it, which was fine, but like, when you're clicking it like this, and you're just They were beating over it. They were beating the seats. And it got to a point where the kid behind me, I don't know if this is happening to you, he was digging his feet into the back of the seat where I could feel his feet in my lower back.
Yeah.
And it was sending me.
I know. Ty was getting irate. I looked at him. So Ty just turned around. And because you don't get on to other people's kids, he spoke to the dad. And he was just like, hey, do you mind, you know, telling him to stop kicking the seat? And then I was like, I'm not going to say anything because I was like, actually, it's happening to me too. But I'm like, I don't want to join in and be like, yeah, actually, my seat too. You know, I was like, let me let this go. And the dad like kind of snapped a little bit of an attitude at Ty.
Definitely.
And but I did hear him ask his kid to sit up. I did. He said, can you sit up after he rolled his eyes at Ty? So we're like, okay, great. Then my seat starts getting beaten. Just, I mean, like, it was kind of shocking how wild it was. So then I turn around the dad. I'm like, he's literally like beating. Like, I was like, you know, I said, I understand.
Laura was nice about it, though.
I was
watching a movie and I pulled my headphones off just to hear what you were saying. And you were nice about it. You were like, hey, can you just tell him to tap a little lighter on the screen?
I was like, please. And then he tried to argue with me. And you know what I said? I said, I totally understand. And I just turned back around because I'm like, I'm not arguing with this guy. I'm not doing it. We had to be on this plane for a long time, not doing it. So I literally just sit like I'm sitting right now in the plane. I'm like, I just won't use the back of my seat. I'll just sit up straight.
Yeah. It got to a point where I was kind of
crazy.
I was pushing the button on my seat and leaning forward and back whenever he would kick my seat.
Okay. I didn't even know you were doing that.
Right. He probably thought it was a game. That's probably why he kept doing it.
Probably honestly was like, I'm gonna fuck this guy up. Watch.
But like so this was what, a 5-hour flight that we were taking? Mm-hmm. 5 hours of this nonstop, guys. Nonstop.
It was nonstop.
Eventually, I had to turn around because it was driving me crazy.
Yeah, it'll make you crazy.
It was literally driving me crazy. I feel like I'm a pretty patient person.
Every time
person.
I took my headphones off, too, the noises, those kids were screaming the entire flight, which I didn't notice until I would pull my headphones back, and I was like, yeesh, I feel bad for people who don't have headphones. Like, because it was pretty rowdy. I'm not going to lie. It was pretty shockingly rowdy. So Ty turns around and pops off.
I didn't even really pop off.
You were mad.
I was mad, and he could probably tell in my voice that I was mad.
And I started, like, patting your leg, like, stop it.
I mean, all I said was, can you please tell him to stop? Like, he's hitting the screen really hard, and he's kicking my seat. And the guy wanted to argue with me, saying, I'm watching him. He's barely even touching your seat.
He did.
He's playing a game.
And then Ty puts his headphones back on. The guy goes, fucking douchebag.
After I put my headphones on.
I know, and I heard him say it. And then the guy calls his wife over, who's sitting in another part of the plane, and tries to tell his wife on Ty. Like, his wife, this person right here is complaining on our child. And his wife's like, okay. Then he calls the flight attendant over, the Delta flight.
Yes,
I'm witnessing all this because I'm a little closer to him. Calls it, tries to tell the flight attendant on us, like, basically, like, these people right here have just complained to me multiple times. Like, do something about them. And the flight attendant looks at him like he's crazy and goes, I'm sorry, and straight up walks off. And it's like, I'm not dealing with you, sir. So get this. So we're like getting off the flight, thank God. And we're like, praise be. We don't say anything to the guy. I'm not here to argue with him. I just didn't want to be beaten in the back of my seat.
Literally.
You know, no confrontation there.
I didn't even look at him because if I would have caught eye contact with him, I'm out. Especially if I knew he called me a douchebag.
I know Ty didn't hear that part. And I didn't tell him on purpose because I didn't want you to have a confrontation. The flight attendant pulls Tyler aside and he's like, what's going on? And she's like, is this your email? And he's like, it's my email. And she was like, I saw what you sat through on that flight and we are so sorry. Like, we know that must have been horrible. She was like, we're going to give you and your wife a bunch of free air miles because of how bad we know that was. And we were like, what? And she was like, yeah. Like, she witnessed those kids and like just how awful it was and like how irate they were. And she literally.
And we didn't say anything to her the entire flight. It's not like we called her over and was like, these kids are kicking our seat. Because what's she going to do?
Yeah, it's nothing. Not her fault. Like,
nothing's going to happen.
He literally, I think he pissed her off by trying to like tattletale on us. And then
she doesn't have headphones on. She hears the kids the entire flight.
She heard the kids screaming.
The flight attendant peaked our pit.
She did.
She peaked our pit, guys.
And that's Delta service right there.
Delta.
Remember when I claimed about American Delta. And I was like, I like Delta.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Exhibit A.
You know. So that's kind of like our peek and pit. I know we're whiny brats, but just let us be, okay?
I know.
We it are. Was,
you tried doing that for 5 hours.
About 4 hours of sleep. It's hard. It's really hard to do it.
It was misery. I was going crazy.
I could have said a lot more than what I did.
Oh, definitely.
I was so nice.
What would you guys have said?
Yeah.
I want to see that in the comments.
Yeah.
What would you have done in this situation?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to a break.
And then we'll be right back after that. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity, and your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I'm absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
We're back.
We're back, people.
Are y'all ready to jump into some rapid fire? Because we got some facts. Because Ty's been looking up stuff and telling me things.
I'm the fact man over here.
Ty, start it off.
All right, guys. So, well, the first one's you. We're going to talk about Amber Heard is appealing her case.
I am shocked.
Are you shocked?
No, I'm not shocked. I think they said from the get-go they're going to appeal this. And I think her attorney did an interview shortly after the case ended and said, they're appealing.
So pretty obvious that they were going to appeal
it. I think
it's
pretty obvious. No shocker there. So the problem is, I'm like, what does that mean? What does this entail? So Ty did a lot of research. And what'd you find?
I mean, a lot of research. I read an article.
Ty read an article. What'd you find, Ty?
So I was just seeing like what the basis of what their appeal was going to be. And then, so the major appeal that they're going to probably go after is the freedom of speech or First Amendment. Basically just talking about because she retweeted it rather than like,
but
she didn't write the op-ed, but like she had to have given an interview for the op-ed, right? And
that's the part where we're a little confused on diving deeper into
maybe
this.
The defamation was based off of like, I think it was like what the title of the op-ed was.
Which the Washington Post chose the title, not Amber Heard.
Right. But then she retweeted it. And now they're saying basically like, oh, a retweet is going to constitute defamation now of something that someone else put rather than her, even though she gave the article. So it's a little hairy.
It is hairy.
What was the second one that I told you?
The appeal. So they're also wanting to, a leg they think they have to stand on is by interviewing the jurors and proving that the jurors did have some sort of outside contact with TV, social media, or talking to people, because it was such a long case and these jurors were actually able to go home at the end of every day.
So basically, in a perfect world, you would sequester the jurors, which means like just having them all by themselves, not having any interaction with the outside world, literally them going back to their hotel room, back to the courtroom over and over for 6 weeks.
And only talking to
how insane would that have been?
Jurors.
Not having your phone, not talking to family members.
I want some type of funds for that.
Right. Like that would have been insane. So obviously that was not realistic for this case. Mm-hmm. Maybe they do that for like murder cases.
Maybe.
I don't know. But I guess that wasn't realistic for this case. So how do these people not have access to the outside world?
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, because the case was televised, all the information was so big and so out there that sure, there's a possibility, you know, they had some contact with the outside world. I know a juror did do a private interview with Good Morning America. They didn't reveal themselves, but they said that, you know, named some of the things they didn't like and why they ruled against Amber. And one of those things was basically how she was on the stand. So, you know, I just can't imagine a juror after saying that going, yeah, totally. I was on TikTok the whole time. You know what I mean?
Right. So
they would need a juror.
Basically, they would have to prove
that
someone was swayed by what they were seeing, either by social media or through someone who was watching social media for them, like a family member. So they would have to get probably an interview to admit that.
And articles speculate that like if they were able to prove that, they have a pretty good leg to stand on for this appeal. If they're not, it's like...
Also, if she loses the appeal, she's going to owe more than $8 million.
Oh my gosh. So this is where I really start to question things. I'm like, how can you appeal something? And Ty found out you have to basically prove you have the money to pay.
So they would have to put an upfront bond.
An upfront bond, which is 10% of $8 million, correct?
I have no idea what the amount was.
I don't know what the amount is, but they had to put an upfront bond. And I think they have to like somehow prove they would be able to pay the full court fees and like the legal fees of what she owes in order to appeal. However, if you do appeal, you have to pay up a bond plus...
I think if you lose the appeal.
Oh, it's only if you lose?
Yeah.
You only had to pay the bond if you lose?
No, if you lose the appeal, you then have to pay the extra 6% that they add on.
We haven't said that part yet.
Well, so it's 6%.
Yeah. So there's 6% per year that the grand total is not paid off. That's the interest fee.
Right. So I think the math was something around if she loses the appeal would be her. Instead of owing $8 million, she owes $11 million. Oof. But in my eyes, though... $8 million versus $11
million.
I'm in debt either way.
Yeah.
What? You might as well appeal it.
Mm-hmm.
Having a chance of either owing nothing or essentially like your lawyer fees versus an $8 or $11 million, couple million dollar difference doesn't mean anything to me. I would do it.
And by the way, this appeal is decided from two attorneys in front of a judge making a decision. So it won't be Amber and Johnny going back to court. It won't be jurors involved. This will be completely different. This will be two sets of attorneys, their teams going in front of a judge and rehashing this case based off their different legs that they want to stand on or, you know, claims on the cases to try to get her a better ruling.
Also, this could take up to 2 years.
A large chance that this will not be televised. So for those of you who enjoyed the drama of it all, it's pretty much over.
Yeah, it's going to be a long, drawn-out process from here.
Yes. All right.
What's next, Laurie?
Oh, David Dobrik. You done it again.
He done it again.
So David Dobrik... I don't know if you guys watch him. I feel like everybody in the world used to watch him.
Yeah.
You remember how like
he got? He was massive.
Massive. I mean, crazy big.
He still is big though, right?
And if you guys don't know who he is, he's a YouTuber who basically made content similar to Jackass. Like stunts, dangerous things, anything for a click.
Yeah. There's just a bunch of dudes being dudes, basically.
Yeah, doing really dangerous stuff, I'd say. Mm-hmm. It's a group of dudes. One of those dudes was Jeff Wittick. Jeff Wittick was in the Friends group. I think he had filmed with David multiple times on his channel.
Yeah, he was part of their crew.
Yeah, he was like part of the crew. Mm-hmm. So then they have this idea. By the way, Jeff is suing David for $10 million. Headliner there.
Spoilers.
But they have this big stunt they want to pull, of course, for a YouTube video for clicks. You want to talk a little bit about what that is?
I think they had a bunch of different stunts lined up. Like, because I think this is towards like the beginning of COVID.
Okay.
So they had a bunch of stunts, and one of the stunts, they were wakeboarding on with like a crane in the water, and then David was driving the crane in circles, or like just because you know.
So they
like,
were hanging on the crane twists and circles. It turns, and they literally. Oh, I didn't know that.
So then they start. Then they take it further, of course, and they start riding the crane without the wakeboard, like just.
But are they still in the ocean?
I think it was a lake.
So they are still in water.
In water. It's like a couple of feet deep water.
So they're hanging on to the crane and letting the actual crane spin them.
And
then they're letting go.
So imagine if you are spinning something in a circle, then all of a sudden you just stop it.
Okay.
What's that rope going to do? It's going to swing around and slam against whatever
let go of the lake and fall into the lake?
You're going so fast. You want to let go and get shot off?
Yeah, I mean,
you
don't, into the lake. I thought that was the point.
I mean, they're pretty close to land still.
Oh, okay.
You need to see the video. Have you not watched the video?
I haven't watched the video.
Have you not watched this video?
I haven't watched the video.
Anyways.
Oh my God.
So he's spinning around Jeff in a circle and the crane stops and
the rope keeps going.
Because obviously he didn't want to kill Jeff. Well, maybe he did. Who knows? But he's not trying to hurt Jeff, I don't think, by spinning him in a circle. So he slows it down. And when he starts to slow it down, the rope catches up and then bam, Jeff hit the crane.
Oh my God.
Right.
So that is, I mean,
split
I'm going to be
face wide open.
I'm going to be honest though, in this situation, was there any other scenario?
Right.
It's like, hello, of course someone's going to get hurt. This is a horrible idea, but they've done a lot of horrible ideas and have kind of, it's either worked out or, you know.
So obviously it knocked him out, split his face wide open, cracked his skull in like nine different places.
I did see hospital pictures.
Broke his foot, broke his hip. Tore like some ligaments.
Can you imagine the pain he was
almost
in?
Almost killed him. Almost lost his eyeball. And so he blames David Dobrik, of course, for this whole thing, and said that David Dobrik was he forgot that a madman was driving the crane.
Jeff said that?
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay, so then Jeff's in the hospital and allegedly makes claims, I don't know if this is true or not, but that David didn't contact him while in the hospital. So he's pretty upset about that. It's like a horrible injury happens because of you, and it's like you're not even reaching out and checking in and being there.
Right. So then obviously he's claiming that because it took him a long time to recover from it, and he's claiming that he's still going to have like brain injuries from this.
I believe that.
So claiming that he lost out obviously on like a lot of work and a lot of money while he's in the hospital and all future work and future money.
Because he's not with the David Dobrik crew now.
Or just preventing him because of this injuries that he has, these lifelong injuries that he has. Right. So I don't know. I didn't see like a claim whether David paid his hospital bills or not, but he said Jeff said that he racked up a huge hospital bill. So that's like,
so
I guess
it's like alluding to needing help to pay the bill. So I don't know if David ever gave Jeff money for any of this. I didn't see anywhere where he did to like pay him out for being a part of his channel and getting injured like this. Jeff seems pissed, rightfully so. But I'm like, part of me, in my opinion on this, is like, you hang out with guys that do this. You get on a crane with David Dobrik driving it and swinging you around. I'm sorry that happened, but I do feel like it was pretty likely you were going to get hurt pretty
bad.
In
a group of people that does everything for clicks and views.
Like, this is the part where I'm like, you know. But anyways, in turn, he is suing David for $10 million.
Jesus.
I'm going to be
real. That's more than Amber Heard, Johnny Depp.
I know. I'm like, are we televising this one?
Right. This would be nice.
This is crazy, though. I do feel like David Dobrik has a lot of money, though.
Definitely.
Like, I feel like David has more than $10 million.
Definitely.
But I do feel like this would put a huge dent on David's income.
Uh-huh. So apparently they haven't been friends for a while, and now lawsuits coming through. So
it's hard for me to put a strong opinion on this because I think both of them made poor decisions in this scenario. I think it's absolutely horrible what happened to Jeff. And if it is true that David didn't even reach out, that's horrible. That's being a sociopath. Like, that is horrific.
Play dumb games, win dumb prizes.
Ooh, that's a Tyler statement right there.
I mean, I didn't make that up.
I'm just saying that's the kind of stuff. That's the kind of stuff, whenever you want advice from Tyler, that's the kind of stuff he tells you.
I got you.
That's the kind of stuff.
I'll tell you
He tells you real advice. Oh my God, we have another lawsuit, you guys.
This is all about lawsuits. I know.
This is a lawsuit.
Jesus, Laura.
Suit case. All right.
So I'm going to let you talk about this one because I don't know much about this.
You do. You taught me about
it. I don't know much about it.
He does. Okay, so trademarking. This stuff gets hairy. I'm going to be hashing out some information on trademarking later this year. Just hang tight for that. Anyways.
Laura knows firsthand.
I know firsthand about trademarking. Tyler does too. Mm-hmm. So Rode Beauty, that's Hailey Bieber's skincare line. She just dropped. I think it did pretty well for her. Hailey Bieber is a megastar. She's Justin Bieber's wife. I think Rode was her maiden name or middle name.
Okay. I didn't know that. I asked you where
Baldwin was her last name. So it's her middle, I think it's her middle name or something like that.
Rode.
I think that's
R-H-O-D-E.
Uh-huh. So it's called, you know, her brand's like the Rode Skincare. Well, there was already another Rode brand out there, but what were they trademarked under?
Fashion.
So it was a fashion brand. So with trademarking, as long as you can trademark the same name as another company, but you cannot trademark the same product. So she's doing skincare and beauty. This Rode Beauty was doing fashion.
Correct. So they legally, Rode Beauty should be in the right. I'm no lawyer.
Right.
But because it's in different categories, it should be no problem. If they, obviously, if they try to like make their logo look similar, then there's going to be an issue. But that's not what this is about. This is about just the creation of the brand.
Didn't one of the brands reach out to the other before Hailey launched her brand?
I don't know. I didn't see that.
I thought the fashion brand had reached out in some way, or Hailey reached out to try to get it. Okay, no, maybe not. So anyways, Hailey's is different. And in the world of trademarking, that is true. Like, you can, as long as the logos look different, you're not copying any kind of artwork. Like, if it's a completely different brand, like Rode Candles versus Rode Mics, you know what I mean? You can totally do that.
Right. We're literally speaking on Rode? No, these are sure. There are Rode mics.
I know that. Look, this says Rode.
There we go.
So
right. So there's Rode right here.
Also, it doesn't matter the spelling because it's the pronunciation
yeah.
of it. So
we've learned this.
We have learned. It matters the pronunciation. You can change the spelling of Rode. Doesn't matter. It's how it's pronounced.
Yeah.
So you guys got to think of this, and I have thought of it too. This fashion brand is small. It's a small business. Started an apartment really long time ago. Rode Beauty is going to be big. It is big. It's huge. It's in the headlines everywhere. I mean, she's had Kylie and Kendall, everybody supporting this brand. This is going to be a mega brand, such as Skims or something like that. So you have little bitty Rode Fashion over here that's about to get bulldozered by Rode Beauty.
So I'd be pissed too.
I'd be pissed, but Hailey didn't do anything wrong. She legally is in the right.
I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. Anybody can sue anybody though.
True.
And that's the thing. So
not necessarily you're going to win.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, anybody can sue anyone over anything, whether you're going to win or not. That's a different case.
And you can lose out a shit ton of money on legal fees.
Had you heard of Rode Fashion before?
I've never heard of Rode Fashion in my life.
Boom. They won.
They won. That's what Ty was
publicity.
Like. He was like, they're not suing her for money, which would be great for them if they won that. They're suing her to get the publicity on their brand because their brand's about to be bulldozered by Rode Beauty.
Right, exactly.
So it's just one of those hairy situations. I'm pretty sure Hailey's not too worried about it because technically in the legal world, like if she's not doing fashion, then she's not doing anything wrong. Yeah,
so I don't think she'll have an issue with it.
And this is like comes with having a business. It sucks. Like it sucks. It's really hard to do. A lot of big brands. Brands will, one, copy small brands. A lot of brands will bulldoze their brands by having the same name. Like, there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes in businesses, and this stuff happens all the time, and it just sucks. But as far as the legality goes, I don't think Rode Beauty technically did anything wrong, but I do feel bad for the fashion brand because I have two small businesses myself, and it is hard. It's really, really hard.
Right. Trademarking's tricky.
It is, and it costs a lot of money, that mm-hmm. too. So I get it. I get it. Do you know that our last one is actually about a court case too?
Oh my God.
Ty, how did we not realize?
Are we a podcast just covering court cases now? What the hell, Laura?
I don't know.
We're going to have to close out with something else after
this. Wait, do we need to take a break?
Okay, yes. Let's go to a break.
Okay.
We'll close out with that.
All righty. We're going on a break, baby.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity drink mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
All right, welcome back to your favorite podcast
with your host Tyler MUA. Tyler MUA and Lar Lee. Woo
woo! All right, guys. So our last topic that we're gonna discuss just happens to be another court case that actually just got announced today.
This one's a bigger one.
Ghislaine Maxwell was sentenced to 20 years today
for sex trafficking and grooming.
Yep. So in the New York court system. So.
This case has been going on for a long time, but because televised.
Obviously, this is the Epstein case. You guys,
I wish stuff like this was more televised, because it's like people should know what's going on in these situations. This stuff should be aired out. This kind of dirty laundry and disgusting behavior that goes on should not be swept under the rug by any means. But I feel like it doesn't get as much publicity. Obviously, it hasn't. I mean, it did in the beginning with what's his name? Epstein. It did in the beginning. But with Maxwell, this one
obviously
really didn't.
A huge documentary with him.
Yeah, that
But
helped.
Like, it exposed her, too, it in did. The documentary. It did. So I'm sure.
I watched the full documentary and Ty did, too, and I was almost nauseous by the end of it about how horrific.
20 years.
She's 60.
Seems like nothing.
It seems like nothing for what she did. If you watch the documentary, 20 years is upsetting.
It really is. So I saw that the... I don't know who made the ruling. I'm assuming it was just one judge, right? But it was being suggested that she get 30 years. And they said that they didn't want to make her the scapegoat for Epstein's wrongdoing. So they gave her 20 years.
It doesn't even make sense to me. But either way, I don't even believe she'll get 20 years, because I don't know all the legalities with this stuff. But a lot of times... there's different ways to get out early.
Right, like good behavior and things like that.
And
like,
I don't know if that's available to her, but a lot of times it is. And I'm going to be freaking pissed if it is. If not, she'll get out. She's 60 now, so she'll get out whenever she's 80.
Right.
And which, chances are she'll be alive.
Right, so it's not necessarily like a life sentence.
No.
Which is insane.
The fact that she got to live out her youth doing this horrible stuff.
Well, and the thing is, like, I don't know how many counts she was being charged with, but it was... only like a handful of girls like in the New York area. So like the amount of times that she probably did this and
it's not being charged for.
Right.
It's crazy. It's such a sad situation.
It's terrible.
It is terrible, and it should get more press, but that's it for our episode. Amber Heard, David Dobrik, Road Beauty, and
Ghislaine.
I forgot Maxwell. It again. Miss Maxwell.
Guys, let me know in the comments if you want me to be the full-time co-host, coverage.
Manny's ears are burning right now. He's like...
I am more than open. We could put Manny in the back room.
Ooh!
And this just turns into me and you podcasting.
Dang.
What do you think?
Manny, at home sick with COVID. Dang. Actually, I have a Zoom call with Manny that he's going to do with me.
Right.
That's supposed to be happening right now. I'm late for my Zoom call. But anyways, Manny, we hope you feel better. We love you. We missed you this episode. I know the full fam missed you.
But Tyler stepped in flawlessly.
That's right. You couldn't even tell Manny was gone. We love you guys. Thank you so much for being here watching. Bye, guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.